in Albuquerque, New Mexico on 12:30 a.m. Hello, Bryce.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So briefly, Bryce, what's your story? Are you an atheist, agnostic? What's your deal?
Well, I was raised Catholic, and I did confession and communion and all that, and my mom gave me the choice to continue along the path to go towards confirmation, but I just decided I didn't want to, I guess. I was a kid, so probably watching TV on Saturdays, Sundays.
Yeah, we're losing your signal on your cell, Bryce. Trying to get to the quick a little bit. Are you an atheist or are you an agnostic?
I would say I'm right in the middle because I have had my doubts about both.
Okay.
What do you see as the difference between atheism and agnosticism?
For me, agnosticism is just a belief in some sort of higher power.
Uh-huh.
And atheism would be just the, I guess, the belief in nothing, but that's also kind of a juxtaposition.
Yeah, actually, the difference between those, we'd really say deism is the belief in a impersonal God or a higher power, whereas atheism is the rejection of the existence of that being, or saying there's no good reasons to believe in that kind of a being. Agnosticism is just saying, well, I don't know one way or the other. So it seems to me you're riding between maybe there's just a higher power or maybe there isn't. What's the big thing that is there any kind of particular moment or argument or reason that's kind of knocked you down out of your classic Catholic faith into this kind of uncertainty, or what's going on? Going on.
I guess for me it was just the idea that physics and sciences can explain most of the world, and I thought it when I was younger that it could explain everything, but that just wasn't the case.
Including the existence of the world?
Yeah.
Like different theories, like I was even able to compare in my head, the Big Bang to the Bible saying God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In my head, that was like, "Oh,
okay."
I understand the interpretation.
And you think the scientific accounts more in line with reality, and the biblical accounts more primitive and childlike or mythological?
Not really mythological, but more unable to put into words.
Okay. I'm just thinking about the
quotes. And I think, Bryce, the problem here is a lot of people think that the Bible, its purpose is to be a textbook or a description of the world, almost like a manual or even a scientific manual. But that's not its purpose. The Bible wasn't written in a scientific genre. It's written in a variety of different genres, some of them historical, about how God's people interacted and how God revealed himself to them, what they did in the ancient world. Others are poetic. For example, like Genesis, are more of that poetic type where they communicate important truths through non-literal language, like that God created the world, God created man with a special plan for mankind. And there's no contradiction in believing those truths about God and creation, and also believing one can use science to understand how the creation God made, how it functions. And I appreciate that you said that at one time you thought science could explain everything. But that's just not true. Science can explain a lot of things, but there's much bigger questions that we need philosophy, we need theology to be able to start to answer them. And God is not just one thing in the world science investigates. God is the most basic feature of reality itself. And in order to investigate reality, we need philosophy, just tools of reason. And I think when we look at the world around us, the series of order that's in it, the moral laws in our hearts, that the universe came into being from nothing, that would require a cause, because you can't get something from nothing. I think a lot of that points to God, so I don't know what you think of that.
When it comes to different philosophical issues dealing around God, I've always really liked discussing, one of my favorites is, are moral things moral because God says they are, or are they just moral because...
or does God say they're moral because they are immoral?
Yes,
moral?
That
it's actually
is,
not complicated.
Right. That is what's called the Euthyphro dilemma. It first showed up in a 2,500 years ago in a dialogue that Plato wrote called Euthyphro, where Socrates is speaking to a young man named Euthyphro. Funny thing in the dialogue, Socrates is kind of a jerk. Well, he has an interesting sense of justice. He's mad at Euthyphro for trying his father for committing a crime. You should just let your father off the hook. Well, no, everyone should be tried. But they talk about the will of the gods, and basically the Euthyphro dilemma comes from that like this. Is something good because God says so, or does God say it's good because it is good? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's good because God says so, then if God said, oh, never mind, murder's okay, adultery's okay, then morality is just based on God's will, and it's arbitrary.
It's divine command theory.
God could just command us to do any kind of evil thing. Good and evil wouldn't have any meaning anymore. But if something's good or evil in and of itself and not from God, like God has to check a list, like, oh, yeah, murder's wrong, so I'm going to command that. Well, then suddenly morality is outside of God. The way to overcome the Euthyphro dilemma is to split the horns of the dilemma. God doesn't say something's good. Something isn't good because God says so. Something's good because God is good. That when morality doesn't flow from God's will, it flows from his character. And so because God is perfect being itself, remember that definition I've been talking about kind of all through the show, that God is not a person out there with a bunch of powers. God just is infinite being, infinite existence without any limit. We know that something, goodness and evil, evil's a lack of being. It's a privation, an absence of good. Since God is infinite being, he has no absence. He just is goodness. So by default, everything he commands or the laws he lays down for us will be good because God just is the standard of what good is.
Right. And Euthyphro is not what young people do with footballs, just to clarify.
No, it's not.